morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron will be in Bonn today for an appointment with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, along with other heads of state. Climate change is the day's hot topic as the leaders are gathering during the COP23 talks, which began 10 days ago. The main issue is how to implement the Paris climate agreements, which were signed 2 years ago. The former president of the MGS, the Movement of Young Socialists, has been accused of sexual assault. Thierry Marshall-Beck chaired the Mouvement des Jeunes Socialistes between 2011 and 2013. Now, 8 women who are all active members or executives of the MGS have come forward with the allegations, which are published today in newspaper Libération. The women say that Marshall-Beck forced them into having sex, as well as inappropriate touching in private and in public. Thierry Marshall-Beck has hit back, saying he is stunned by the accusations. In the political party La République En Marche, there is dissent that is gaining ground, with 100 or so active members, as well as some elected representatives, threatening to leave. They accuse the majority party of lacking democracy. Those that are unhappy cite the election of Christophe Castaner as party head as an example. Castaner will be formally appointed on Saturday by a set of elected officials, ministers and certain active members. Unlike other parties, not all members are responsible for appointing the head. There will be very few disruptions tomorrow to transport. This is in spite of the strike which has been called for by several unions against government reforms. The rail network SNCF has said TGV trains should be running as normal, whereas 20% of TER and Intercity trains are cancelled. In airports, no cancellations have been planned, although some flight times might be disrupted. Australia has said I do to gay marriage. More than 62% of voters said yes to the proposal. According to Australia's Prime Minister, the law should change before the year is out. And finally to rugby, and France lost yet again last night against the All Blacks. The final result in Lyon was 28-23. The next test for the team under Guy Novès will be on Saturday in a match against South Africa. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.